is my heart. You know, all these preachers, a lot of times, you know, they got to count up how many people supposedly got saved and all that. I couldn't tell you. I've seen three or four maybe that said they got saved, but where they at now, I don't know. I don't count. God keeps count. I don't count. But it's a blessing to see you here. And I thank God. I pray God use you. It blesses my heart. God's been good. Boy, it was good today. If you couldn't get in and do it today, there's something wrong. Boy, you just your praise are sick, I reckon. I tell you, it's been good today. I thank God for it. Yes. I thank God for this church, your people. I love all of you. Yes. And God's been good. Amen. If you have your Bible, turn over to Acts chapter 9. I thought, well, started praying, what was I going to preach? And God said, well, somebody getting baptized, preach on baptism. So that's what I'm preaching about, baptism. But God's good. Over in Acts chapter 9, I want to begin with verse 26. Well, let's just start with 25. And they that had testified and preached the word of the Lord returned to Jerusalem and preached the gospel in many villages of Samaritans. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise and go toward the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem to Gaza, which is a desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, an eunuch of great authority under Candace, queen of Ethiopians, who had the charge of all her treasure, and come to Jerusalem for to worship, was returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. And then the Spirit said unto Philip, Go near and join thyself to the chariot. Yeah. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sit with him. Yeah. The place of the scripture of which he read was in Hebrews, was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and a lamb to the dumb before the shearer. These verses says over in Isaiah 53, it says, So open he not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away, and he shall declare his generation. For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or of some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto them Jesus. And he said, And as they went their way, they came unto the certain water, and the eunuch said, See, here's the water. What doth hinder me to be baptized? I want to preach just on a little bit of what doth hinder me to be baptized. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the word of God. Thank you, God, for that 42 years in August, God, you come into my heart and spoke to my heart. Lord God, I got saved the same way Jonathan got saved, same way to preach, same way everybody here got prayed. It's through the preaching of the Word of God. And you come into my heart. Now I pray, God, you clothe me with my calling. God, I'm trusting in you tonight, God. Only you can help me. You can preach. I pray, God, you bless each and every one. God, please touch my daughter, Lord. Help her. God, where she had that wreck. I pray, oh God, help my wife, help my other daughter Trisha, as they tend to her and take care of her. Oh God, help them. Bless our church, bless brother, everybody that's sick and everything. Please, God, just help them in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to preach to you on what does hinder you from being baptized. You know what hinders a lot of people is? They're not saved. They don't know nothing about Jesus Christ. It says here in verse 26, it said, An angel, the Lord spake unto Philip. He spake to Philip. And he told him, he said, you go down that way. He said, arise and go toward the south, and goeth down to Jerusalem, to the Gaza, which is in the desert. Now, who would have thought in the desert there'd be somebody down there reading out the Word of God?
Right.
Who would have thought it? The Lord thought. He's the one who knows where to send him to go. He's the one who told Philip where to go. He's the Word. When you got saved that day, God told you to come here. You might not want to come, but it was God told you. The Holy Ghost sent you out here.
Yeah.
You're not here tonight by chance. You're here because God put you here tonight.
Right.
God wants you to hear what had to be said. And I tell you what, if you was here this morning, God put you here. Thank God, I'm glad. Some people just didn't come this morning. Hey, they missed out. Hallelujah, we didn't miss out. Praise God, we was in the Holy Land, buddy. I tell you what, the breath of God come through. Man, I tell you, you couldn't stand that all the time.
Amen.
Until we get a glorified body, buddy. We get that glorified body, we'd be living in something far more better than that. Hallelujah. Thank God, I'm glad I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. Thank God. I'm glad He saved me. He said He arose and went, and behold, a man of Ethiopia, a eunuch of great authority. This tells me He wants you to know this man has had a lot of authority. He probably had a lot of money. It doesn't matter how rich you are. It doesn't matter how poor you are. It doesn't matter if you're on the street out here and don't have a home or whatever. You can still be saved. Jesus Christ don't look at you no different than He does the other person.
Amen.
Thank God we're all the same at the foot of the cross. I'm glad Lord God saved me. I'm glad I see you save people.
Yeah.
And thank God the blood is always fresh.
Amen.
Never gets stale. It's always fresh. Hey, I heard a message one time. A preacher preached, and oh, it sounded good. They put the rope, let me put that rope on Jesus, and said the scabs dried up. I was wrong when he said that. It said they jerked it off and he felt it. It said blood didn't dry no scabs. His blood was incorruptible. My blood dries because it's corrupt. Hey, praise God. One day we're going to have an incorruptible body, thank God. Glory to God. I tell you what, I can't wait to get out of this place. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. It just something that goes on every day. It's the same old mess over and over. And then at the ordinary, like this morning, hallelujah, I just jumped out of you and thank God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank God.
Over in that one scripture, it talks about getting into your feet, then your knees, your waist, and just diving in. You should have just dived in this morning. If you'd have jumped in, you ain't no tell what would have happened.
Amen.
Lord God, my wife sung that song, boy, I come unglued.
Yeah.
She used to sing that all the time. She told me, she said, I started to say, I can't sing it. She said, but I didn't. I said, God,
yeah.
God let you sing it. God wanted you to sing that song. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Listen to God. God can do many things for you.
Yeah.
Oh, Unicare, he's there. And he was reading, and he didn't know what he was reading because he didn't understand it because he was lost. And here came return. Philip was coming down through there, and he saw him up there. And it says, he was sitting in his chair, and he saw him sitting in his chair. And the Spirit said to Philip, go near and join thyself in this. How many times has the Spirit told you, go over there and tell that person about the Lord? Go over here and tell this person about Jesus. Go, and you did not listen. And therefore you probably missed a blessing. Where Philip went down there and he ran over there to the chair. And got up there and started talking to him. And then what did he do? Praise God, I like that. Said he began preaching. Thank God. Ain't nothing like the preaching of the Word of God to get somebody saved. Because the preaching of the Word of God and the power of God to go through like a sharp two-edged sword. It just cuts your heart to pieces.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, man, I like to preach. I tell you what, God called me to preach. I thought, what in the world are you doing? I don't like to even stand up in front of nobody. But God knew what He was doing. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I like to preach the Word of God. God got it in my soul to preach God's Word. And old Philip, he didn't miss out, buddy. He said it. He began to preach. He sat down and was reading and talking to him. And he's reading about the word, the sheep went to slaughter, and then he started preaching unto him Jesus Christ. preaching. He said, Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, brother. The day that somebody preached Jesus unto me. Thank God. I accepted it. Thank God. And now, 42 years later, I'm still got the Jesus. The blood been washed my sins away. I ain't going to lose today, save tomorrow. That's a bunch of junk.
Right.
I mean, I hate to live like that.
Amen.
You could. I just ain't going to get on that. It ain't no need to upset myself over something like that. I'm glad I know the truth. The Bible says, you know the truth shall make you free. Thank God, I'm glad I'm free tonight. Are you free in Jesus Christ? Amen. I'm glad I'm free because of the Lamb of God. Come down and died on the cross of Calvary. Shed His blood for somebody as wicked and vile as me. Thank God, I'm glad I can do like Philip. And I can go out and tell them about the death, the burial, and the resurrection, the gospel, the good news.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yes,
it was good news to you, Jonathan, wasn't it? Amen. Hallelujah. That night I got saved, it was good news. Good news to my soul. Oh, how did I tell you what? Boy, God set me free. I was bound down from the chains of the devil. I had them wrapped all around me, tied down. And that night I got saved, the chains fell off. And I become free, 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 thank God. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. Devil, he can't bind me down no more. I tell you what, he can give me trouble, but he can't do nothing with my soul. Thank God, I'm saved eternally. As they went on their way in verse 36, they came into a certain water. What's that certain water? It's water. I mean, there's water everywhere. You got little water, deep water, whatever, but there's water. You know, some churches got a little pan of water like this, you know, and they get it just sprinkled on their head and they say they're baptized. I told Matthew, coming up here, it's just pouring down rain. I said, we'll tell the preachers, take him outside, let him get sprinkled. And hey, I tell you what, Justin, if you was burying somebody down, if you sprinkled a little dirt and didn't bury him, what would it be like? Oh, I tell you what, there'd be a stench around there. Hey, man, when that man dies, he's dead and he's buried in the ground. I'm glad my life was buried. On August 15, 1970, God buried my old sinful life. Hey, man, I'm glad he rose me up to be a new creature. Hey, man, hallelujah. It says, and they came unto him a certain water, and the eunuch said, see here, is water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?
Right.
What's hindering him? I tell you what, I made a profession one time and went about a year on that profession. But you know, that profession didn't get me nowhere. But I tell you what, when I got the possession in my heart and my eyes was open to the light of God, thank God, and I seen the things God had in store for me, I thought, woe is me. I wish I'd have got saved a long time ago. But I got saved when God wanted me to get saved. Amen. I tell you what, he says here, what doth hinder me to be baptized? And Philip said, if thou believest with all thy heart. What did that say? If thou believest with all thy heart. And then we go over here in chapter 10, and it tells you here, these people who come up to you and they give you the scripture and say, well, read this. Okay, you can get saved. But it says here, if thou believest with all thy heart, and then in verse 10, chapter 10 and verse 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart. And he said over here, if thou shalt believe with thy heart, hallelujah, it's in the heart. The heart makes the difference. The head knowledge don't help you. It's in the heart. The blood pumps through the heart. Hallelujah. Praise God, that blood's there. Amen. Thank God, I'm glad I've been saved. And then he took him down to the water. Let me find my place here. And he went down to the water and he took him down there and baptized him. He baptized him. And when he come up, it said he was rejoicing. He was rejoicing. Philip doesn't want to wait, but he come up rejoicing. I'm glad, thank God. I come up rejoicing. rejoicing in the name of Jesus. Yes. There's no other name you can rejoice in. Right. It's through the name of Jesus. Right. That's who you're rejoicing in. Jesus Christ.
Yes,
amen.
Right.
Amen.
God, right.
Amen. Amen.
Yes.
And then over here in Romans chapter 6, it says in verse 3, "Know ye not that so many of us were baptized unto Jesus, were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him." We're buried with Him. This dead body's buried with Him. When He saved me, and my body was buried with Jesus Christ when I got baptized. I'm telling you what, I wish I could get that same feeling that night I got when I got baptized. Lord God, I tell you what, when I went down under that water and come up, you just felt like, man, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Already saved, but boy, that was like another relief. Thank God, just a joy in your heart that Jesus Christ, you went down into the death with Him, and then you rose again up out of the water. Thank God, one day we're going to go be with Him.
Amen.
Amen. And I tell you what, I'm looking and I'm waiting. Therefore, we all buried with Him in by baptism into death. And like Christ was raised up from the dead in the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. I can't wait, and that trumpet sounds, and when dead's going to rise first, we're going to all be there. Then we're going to go to be with Him, thank God. Amen. I'm going to see my daddy. I'm going to see my father-in-law. I got some other kin people. Hey, man, bro, we're going to meet them in the air, it says.
Amen.
That's right. Amen. If you don't have that hope, buddy, you're not saved. You need to get saved tonight. Thank God I can rejoice on the fact that Jesus died for me and rose again and gone to heaven and is coming back. Thank God when I get down and out and it's all disturbed. Thank God I just look and thank God, hey, He's coming. He's coming. He said He was coming. Hey, He ain't lying to me ever. I've been all 42 years here. But what He's done, He said it. He said He'd do. Thank God I'm glad. I pray to God, come quickly, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you're afraid tonight that the Lord's going to come, I'm going to be left. Hey, you better get down and get saved. You get left behind. It's your own fault. It's your own choice. Nobody's making you sit there and not be saved. God says, come unto me. Oh, He said, now all you little children. I tell you what, I'm glad He saved me tonight. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now if he be dead with Christ, I believe that we shall also live with Him, the knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death hath no dominion over Him. For he had that died, for he in that he died unto sin once.
Amen.
Once. He didn't go down to Mass. Every Sunday they have Mass and crucify Him again and all that stuff. Hey, He said once. He died once. He died once, but he that liveth, he liveth unto God. Amen. Hallelujah. He come down and died one time. I'm glad. I thank God I got saved one time. I cried out before God one time. And He heard my cry. And He lifted over and gave me a bunch of, He saved my soul. He cleansed me up. He made me whole. Amen. I'm a new creature. You say, you crazy, you got that right. I'm crazy for Jesus. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm not like these other people. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but how ye have obeyed from the heart that formed the doctrine which was delivered to you.
Yes.
Be by them made free from sin.
Yes,
be ye became the servant of righteousness.
Right.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Right.
Preacher, I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
Oh, my. I tell you what, it's been a blessing today. I tell you what, I've enjoyed my salvation so much today. Thank God. Hey, man, I want to get up and start all over again, be like it was this morning. Hallelujah. Hey, man, I feel God here now. Thank God, I'm glad that it's through the blood of the Lamb of God. Righteousness is through the blood. I ain't got to worry about these things that I do. I ask God to forgive me, but God's done forgive me before I ask Him. Thank God I'm glad He saved me. He knew what He was getting. When He come down and saved me, He knew He was getting a sorry, no good for nothing. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. You look back on your life and see what you was. Then look now what you are. I went from a bum to a child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, man, there won't be nobody up in heaven sitting on the street side with a pack behind them and being homeless. Hey, man, Elder, he said he went up there to build you a home in his house or many in his house. Thank God. Good God. Woo! There ain't no people sitting up there hungry. Hey, ain't nobody. Hey, man, hallelujah. Hey, ain't nobody sitting around poor mouthing because they got so many bills. Hey, man, I tell you what, God is so good.
Brother, yeah.
Oh, man, I tell you. Woo, man. God's good. He's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Hey, man, he's good. Amen.
Praise God.
I can't preach no more. Amen. Amen. Come on, preacher.
Praise God, Lord.